Musical salutation, hey Jude. make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. For now you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Da 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 da. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin. Then you'll begin to make it better. Da 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 da.
Welcome, Les. Les Newman at the other end of this video link.
Hello, Chris. Good to see you and talk with you again for another exceptional week of music that was released this time 50 years ago.
They always are exceptional. 23rd of July 1970 is where we've reached this particular week. Issue 339 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings, but we've... It looks like we've firmly set the controls for 78 revolutions per minute with that last one. That was the Templeton Twins and their version of Hey Jude. And it turns out that Ted Templeton was in the Harper's Bazaar. Do you remember the band?
Yes.
Harper's Bazaar? They had Come to the Sunshine and 59th Street. What's 59th Street? Feeling Groovy, we had a kind of a hit with.
Yes.
And
Teddy Turner and his Bunsen burners.
That's right. Who's backing him? Teddy Turner's
that's
Bunsen
burners. They also did a version of Light My Fire.
They did.
Yeah.
We'll play that another week. We're going to play the B-side shortly of that tune. We began with that massive hit of the summer, Matthew's Southern Comfort. But was it this year that it became a hit, Les, I wonder?
No. Yes, it was late this summer.
It was. So, just because it was released in July 1970 doesn't always mean to say that it was a hit in that particular year, because some of these things are like Teddy Turner's Bunsen, they're slow burners sometimes.
That featured, of course, Ian Matthews on vocals, who just recently left Fairport Convention.
Yeah, on the Uni record label, yep. And the Templeton Twins, let me see, they were on the Liberty record label. And
right.
The B-side, they attempted their version of MacArthur Park, would you believe?
MacArthur Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no! There will be another song for me, for I will sing it. There will be another dream for me, someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm, and never let you catch me looking at the sun. And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it. I will have the things that I desire, and my passion flow like rivers to the sky. And after all the loves of my life, Oh, after all the loves of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering why. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Oh, someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh, no.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
The smell of stale perfume, and that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scaring you to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Ooh.
That was quite a polished reggae number there, wasn't it, Les?
No, that was nice. I can't think of where she made that originally.
No, that was Audrey, How Glad I Am, on Downtown Records. And were it to be about 20 years later, I could just picture John Peel and, was it Janice Long, on Top of the Pops, dancing together as the music started.
Well, with Janice Long. No, yes. I was watching him with Janice Long the other day that was doing a thing about John Peel.
Yeah.
Amazing. On the early days, I'm Top of the Pops as a co-presenter.
Well, yeah.
It was quite bizarre. Knowing what music he liked and having been an avid fan of his show.
Yeah.
Looking him on Top of the Pops and thinking...
Because his taste eventually coincided with the public by accident, didn't it? The Buzzcocks and the Pistols and such, like, and lots of obscure reggae. And
it looks so odd. Actually, looking at him on Top of the Pops, actually wearing a tie.
Yes, and I remember he championed Althea and Donna.
Yeah,
downtown top ranking, didn't he? And it got in the charts.
I know, unbelievable.
We began with the Templeton Twins and their version, or his version, because it was only one person, the Templeton Twins. He double-tracked his voice. That's basically what he did. And then he called himself the Templeton Twins. MacArthur Park, and an unusual interpretation of it on Liberty.
Oh, I thought it was very good.
Yeah, and then on Stateside Dunhill, The Three Dog Night and Mama Told Me Not to Come. And we took no notice of Mama, did we?
No, we didn't. We went to parties just like they explained in that song there. But there we go. Incidentally, the name Three Dog Night was apparently, it was coined from back in the day when people in the bush and the outback in Australia, if it was a cold night, you'd slept in a hole in the ground with a dingo. If it was very cold, it was two dogs. But if it was exceptionally cold and freezing, it was known as a three-dog night. And that's where they got their name from, apparently.
Amazing facts and figures from Les Newman. I wouldn't say we're counting down the chart for 23rd of July 1970, but what we are doing is listening to those tunes that slithered out into your local record shop and may well have been reviewed on that Radio 1 programme, Round Table, where they had a few celebrities in and everybody declared nothing was going to be a hit whatsoever. Yeah. As they would have described this one, it's a band called The Wake on Carnaby Records. It's called Boys in the Band. The last one was a bit scratchy. This one's been processed so much, you may not hear it on the internet whatsoever. We'll be right back.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
it's no good talking to me now, Les. It's faded out and gone, mate. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Tears of a Clone. As somebody later did a cover version of it and sang Tears of a Clone.
Do you know, when I was... I remember that. It was one of those tunes, you know, we all did it. You put it on and you danced and looked at yourself in the mirror, see if you was getting the steps right. Not that I did, but I was always doing it.
Whilst holding a hairbrush, pretending it was the mic, throwing it up in the air, spin round a couple of times and then catch it again.
Oh, Smokey Robinson, the Miracles, great tune.
And prior to that, Larry Page and his orchestra and Theme from a Dream. And we began with The Wake and Boys in the Band on Carnaby Records.
Well, I'm not sure whether that was there was a film of that name around the same time. Also, the progressive band Mountain had a track on their first album also with that same title.
And that'd be the same era. Yeah, it would be now. When Mountain had their first album single out.
So it may well be a remake of one of, or a copy of one of those.
So far we've had big hits. We've had Woodstock by Matthew Southern Cumber, Three Dog Night, Mama Told Me, and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tears of a Clown. And we've got another one now. It's not one I'd ever choose to play, but I think it fits us. It fits the era, and we've got to play it, Les. It's Dawn, and it's their first single.
Yes!
Candida.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better.
Reason to play Dawn and Candida on Bell Records, so we can play the antidote to it. And that is on the Dandelion record label, Stack Waddy and Roadrunner.
Not Chris Bent.
Of a Stack Waddy single on the Dandelion record label. That was Dandelion 5119. And before you think, surely Dandelion didn't issue 5,119 singles. Apparently, they just took the next CBS catalogue number. So that was Roadrunner, followed by Kentucky. And we also heard Dawn, yes, that's what we played. Yeah. And because we play the rough with the smooth, the good with the bad. And you may think that Dawn were good and Stack Waddy were bad. And who are we to argue with you? This was 50 years ago, my friend. We all had our own tastes. We all had our own likes and dislikes.
Rumble track as well.
The Rumble track, yeah, Let Me
they
Down.
They were banned from Grimsby, apparently, my hometown.
Ah, all I knew is they were from Lincolnshire.
Yeah, from Grimsby. Steve Curry, who was on bass at the time, he was a tax collector, worked in the tax office in Grimsby, apparently.
Okay.
And he played with a local band called Rumble there, which that was their only release.
Yep.
He then went on to join T-Rex, although we're a duo. He was their band. He was their bass player for many, many years.
I just checked. He played on the Slider album along
he
with Bill.
On all of the T-Rex.
Along
album.
With Bill Legend and Mark and Mickey Finn. Yeah, yeah.
He is commemorated. When Boland died in Barnes, where it was, they erected a shrine to him, to Mark Boland.
Yeah.
And Steve Curry, who died also in a car crash at the age of 33 in Portugal, was also commemorated on that shrine also. So there's a plaque to him on the Mark Boland shrine.
Mm.
Oh.
Sad. Yeah. Rumble.
He was only 33. He died in Portugal.
Gosh. Rumble. Let Me Down. We might as well play the B-side. It was on Warner Brothers, so they got signed with a big label, but apparently they ran out of money and they couldn't afford to make an album. And that was the
I
end
of
it.
I can't say I remember them. I mean,
I don't.
Coming from my hometown, although I'd left then, so I probably wouldn't remember them.
That is why my friend listening out there, or my friends listening out there, we are playing the new singles on sale from the 23rd of July 1970. There were 60 singles released that week. This is the B-side of the Rumble single, Rich Man, Poor Man.
Rich man, I could get most things at the web in my hands. Now time's gone. worship time. Goodness gracious, give it to me.
Somehow reminding us of Reginald Dixon. Sorry, reminding me of the Searles Caravanners Club. A letter just written to me. Don't forget your corners. Bingo in the interval.
House. Yeah.
That was the Upsetters, produced by that legendary reggae producer, Lee Perry. He didn't have a scratch in the middle of his name at the time. That was Lee Scratch Perry. Fresh Up, it is called, and the Upsetters were on the Upsetter record label, What Else? And they seem to have a single out every week, Les. I think we wouldn't be exaggerating too much there, would we?
No, I think we're right into the reggae area now.
We are.
Every week.
Yeah.
There's at least four or five single releases. Unbelievable. And but I tell you what, looking over the last few weeks, how many of them done remakes of previous hits or the... And also,
I'm glad you've said that.
I'm sure if you played the B-side of what you played just then, it'll be sound exactly the same.
The B-side was called Toothaches. We'll play that later in the programme, I'm sure. This was the time when your sisters shaved their heads, Les, and had skinhead...
I know the skinhead days,
skinhead,
yeah.
Haircuts and the long-feathered...
Other boots, yeah.
The long-feathered sides.
Yeah.
Them were the days, weren't they?
Ben Sherman shirts.
Yes. I'm pleased you said about they did... rehashes of other tunes. This is Billy Jack now. Do you remember last week we played an instrumental reggae version of In the Summertime? And I said, I'm sure there'll be a vocal version of that. And this probably uses that same backing track. This is Billy Jack on Explosion.
What's the time?
It's summertime.
Stretch right up and touch the sky when the weather's fine. You get warming,
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Good. Tarantos and El Seneca. In brackets in the listing, it says made in Spain, A&M Records.